Welcome to another Sunshine Radio podcast, and welcome to Studio 2, Philippa Pearson from Lanyon Bowdler. Hello.
Hello.
It's always
hello,
a pleasure
Mark.
To see you.
Well, you too. Thank you very much.
You're one of the smiliest people in law I know.
Ah. That's very kind of you.
Yeah,
I enjoy my job.
Well, that's a good thing as well. If you didn't enjoy it, blimey.
Well, yes, blimey.
I mean, talking of law, I mean, look at that situation at the moment with Johnny Depp and Amber Heard.
Crikey. Yes, yes. Which client would you like?
Yes, both equally as bad as each other.
Ooh.
But I should imagine the lawyers or the people that are representing them are just rubbing their hands here, going, this is fantastic.
They're probably also looking forward to a very well-deserved holiday afterwards.
Yes.
I think, as my mother would have said, Mark, they will spoil another couple. Mm. Think about it.
Yes.
Yes.
And not only that.
They will.
in that case, there is no winners.
No.
Nobody's
going
to win.
Oh,
in that
case. I think their lawyers will win.
Well, lawyers are the winners, but as far as the couple are concerned, there's no winners. And that's kind of what we're talking about here, as far as marriage is concerned in this country, and how the law has now been changed as of the 4th of April. That's the right
date.
The 6th of April,
2022.
So that everybody can come out at least not losing.
Not in relation to the actual dissolution of their marriage. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
No more losers.
Yeah. So that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about divorce. Yeah. Not a jolly subject, but the idea being that the government has made an alteration to the laws that can make it hopefully more, and I'm going to use the quotes, amicable.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what's changed, Philippa? Because it always used to be 2 years separation, and then it could be years of fault and blame. The idea is to take blame out of it, isn't it?
Absolutely, and it's very, very welcome. I have to say that those of us who've been in this profession for donkey's years, as I have, we have been asking for this change in the law for at least 20 years. So we're really pleased to see it. In the old days, what happened, they're already the old days, what used to happen was that you could only get a divorce if you issued a petition in which you either alleged fault on the part of the other spouse, which would either be adultery or unreasonable behaviour, or you had to wait for at least 2 years in order to divorce by consent. And what this meant was that people who quite often had considered whether or not their marriage was breaking down for a long, long time before even getting anywhere near a lawyer, were very shocked to find that they then had to wait at least 2 years to carry on doing everything amicably, or they'd got to make something up about their spouse, which was not, it's not a helpful start, basically, for dealing with what can sometimes be very complex issues regarding finances and children. It just started everything off very, very badly indeed.
Yeah.
So this change in the law means that people can not only issue their divorce application, as it's now called, in order to start the process of dissolving their marriage without saying anything horrid about the other person at all, but they can actually do it together if they want to.
This is still having separate lawyers?
Well, they have separate lawyers for dealing with the finances or for dealing with the children, but not for this process of dissolving their marriage. And that's what the change in the law is about. There's no change in the law as far as dealing with finances is concerned, and no change in the law as far as dealing with children are concerned. But there is this big change about how you actually dissolve your marriage itself, so that you are free, if you wish, to remarry. And of course, it applies to civil partnerships as well.
Yeah, and this to put that into really, really simple layman's terms, if your marriage has reached a point where you're both just cohabiting and very little else, in fact, just maybe even in different rooms watching different TV programs, and you both come to an agreement that there's no really way forward, we don't hate each other, we just have fallen out of love, let's have a nice amicable way of splitting things up and also making sure that the children don't get damaged by this. This is the helpful way forward.
Absolutely, yes. If they can do it together, then that's even better. I think in the same way that you went, you know, in front of the registrar or before the altar or whichever religious place that you went to, you went together. If you can both come to the decision that your marriage has irretrievably broken down, because that's the only ground for getting a divorce now or for dissolving your civil partnership, is that it's irretrievably broken down. You've got to really believe there is no hope, then do it together, if you can. How civilised is that?
Well, we all want a civilised world, don't we?
We do, we
Except
do.
Except Putin. So where do you come in this?
Well, I don't have to. What am I doing here, Mark?
Yeah, what?
No, you don't need a lawyer. Some people will still want to have a lawyer to deal with this actual dissolution of their marriage, and particularly if they know they're going to have some very complex finances to sort out afterwards, or there's going to be things about the children. It's good to have a lawyer all the way through, just to, you know, have them holding your hand. But to be honest, this process of actually dissolving your marriage has been deliberately designed by the government so that people can do it themselves.
Now, here comes the key question that some people who are at that point of going, right, I'm going to tell my partner it's over. Does it make the process quicker or easier and quicker?
Oh, I can't give you one answer to that.
Answer... Each case is going to be different,
case,
isn't it?
It is. But, yeah. It is. Basically, it could be much, much quicker under the old system, strangely. It could be much quicker. Before the pandemic, a divorce that was done on the basis of adultery or unreasonable behaviour, providing the couple were in agreement that they just wanted to get it over and done with as soon as possible, 3 months. That's all it took. Now, the shortest possible time that a divorce can take under this new procedure is 6 months. And the reason for that is that if you do it online, which most people, I think, will be issuing their divorce application online. If you do it online, you put the application in and you submit it online, and then you get the opportunity to obtain what's called a conditional order, which is what the court used to call a decree nisi.
Yep.
All the Latin's gone now. Mm. We're in English these days, amazingly. And you get what's called a conditional order. And that's the stage at which the court basically says, if you really want a divorce, if you really do truly believe that your marriage or your civil partnership has irretrievably broken down, i.e. no hope, then you can have your divorce.
It's
if
a
that's
period
what
of
you
reflection.
Want. It's a period of reflection. Again, a very good idea. A cooling off period.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we have it when we buy a fridge.
Mm.
So it's, you know.
Is that supposed to be ironic, fridge?
Well, I don't know. I suppose, yes.
She's doing the
jokes.
It's
a cooling
now.
Off period. Goodness me. Getting carried away. So you have this conditional order at the 20-week stage, and then 6 weeks after that, you can, if you wish, apply for the final order, which is the order that actually dissolves your marriage. But, and here we have a bit of a drum roll, if you are the person who receives the application for the divorce, you can, if you wish, actually put in an application to the court at the point it pronounces that conditional order after 20 weeks and say, yeah, okay, but could we just not have that final order that dissolves our marriage until we've sorted out the finances, please?
So you can kick the can down the road.
Absolutely, but I think that's really good because it means that the person who's received it can actually say, yeah, but I want to know I've got enough money to live on first before you get your divorce, thank you very much. And I think that's fair enough, because under the old law you could get that order in some divorces but not in others, which wasn't fair. It meant that some people who received a divorce petition could stop it and some people couldn't. Now everybody who receives an application for a divorce can say, I'd really like to have the finances sorted, please, and that gives everybody the impetus to sort everything out, actually.
All right, so in all, it's better. Do you think personally it's better?
I think it's better. I mean, I have to say, I mean, obviously, it's less work for us lawyers, but it is better. It's much, much better for people, yeah.
And the children. Most important
definitely.
Thing is it's making sure the children are protected, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
It means that, you know, one person hasn't got to say horrible things about the other person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's nothing worse than that horrible situation where it does end up in court and people are mudslinging at each other across and children are involved.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, we all know somebody that's had to be in that situation.
Yes. And fortunately, getting fewer and farther between, that sort of thing. Because a lot of solicitors these days are members of a big organisation called Resolution. Family lawyers are members of Resolution. It's the largest grouping of lawyers outside the Law Society in England and Wales. And they are lawyers who are committed to dealing with the breakdown of family relationships in as amicable a way as possible.
Yeah.
And that, I think that's crucial, to have that way of approaching the whole thing, really. It's basically anti-Kramer versus Kramer, if anyone can remember that old.
Oh, great. Yeah, it was 1980.
It was. Oh, God, I've given away my age. Ah.
Well, no, I know.
I've given away your age.
Dustin Hoffman and Meryl Streep, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah.
But that should classic. Not happen in this country.
Yeah.
Particularly if you go to a resolution member.
Yeah, well, hopefully everything is going to step forward. Of which, of course, Lanny and Bowdler are resolution members.
Well, of course we are, yes. Yeah, we don't have anyone who isn't. Yeah. No.
Right, I could sit here and I could ask you about any kind of terrible, terrible courtroom proceedings that you've presided over, but you're not going
to
tell me.
And
anyway,
I'd have to say no comment.
No,
oh,
that's
dear.
It, yes. What a shame. All right, we'll turn the mics off, then you can tell me. Philippa, thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Mark.
If it helps you and you are on the cusp of a divorce, well, obviously our commiserations, but hopefully that is at least a bit of useful information, isn't it? And go and tap Philippa up. She might be able to help you out. And all the good guys over at Lanyon Bowdler. That was a Sunshine podcast. Thanks for coming in, Philippa.
Thank you very much, Mark.